Measuring Up, translated by Bhikkhu Sujato. So I have heard. At one time, Venerable Maha Moggallana was staying in the land of the Buggas on Crocodile Hill, in the deer park at Besakala's Wood. There, Venerable Maha Moggallana addressed the mendicants. Reverends, mendicants. Reverend, they replied. Venerable Maha Moggallana said this. Suppose a mendicant invites other mendicants to admonish them. But they're hard to correct, having qualities that make them hard to correct. They're impatient and don't take instruction respectfully. So their spiritual companions don't think it's worth advising and instructing them, and that person doesn't gain their trust. And what are the qualities that make them hard to admonish? Firstly, a mendicant has wicked desires, having fallen under the sway of wicked desires. This is a quality that makes them difficult to admonish. Furthermore, a mendicant glorifies themselves and puts others down. They're angry, overcome by anger. They're angry and hostile due to anger. They're angry and stubborn due to anger. They're angry and blurt out words bordering on anger. When accused, they object to the accuser. When accused, they rebuke the accuser. When accused, they retort to the accuser. When accused, they dodge the issue, distract the discussion with irrelevant points, and display irritation, hate, and bitterness. When accused, they don't accept the consequences of their deeds. They are offensive and contemptuous. They're envious and stingy. They're devious and deceitful. They're obstinate and vain. Furthermore, a mendicant is attached to their own views, holding them tight and refusing to let go. This too is a quality that makes them difficult to admonish. These are the qualities that make them hard to admonish. Suppose a mendicant doesn't invite other mendicants to correct them, but they're easy to correct, having qualities that make them easy to correct. They're accepting and take instruction respectfully, so their spiritual companions think it's worth advising and instructing them, and that person gains their trust. And what are the qualities that make them easy to correct? Firstly, a mendicant doesn't have wicked desires. They haven't fallen under the sway of wicked desires. Furthermore, a mendicant doesn't glorify themselves and put others down. They're not angry or overcome by anger. They're not angry and hostile due to anger. They're not angry and stubborn due to anger. They're not angry and don't blurt out words bordering on anger. When accused, they don't object to the accuser. When accused, they don't rebuke the accuser. When accused, they don't retort to the accuser. When accused, they don't dodge the issue, distract the discussion with irrelevant points, and display irritation, hate, and bitterness. When accused, they do accept the consequences of their deeds. They are not offensive and contemptuous. They're not envious and stingy. They're not devious and deceitful. They're not obstinate and vain. Furthermore, a mendicant isn't attached to their own views, not holding them tight, but letting them go easily. These are the qualities that make them easy to correct. In such a case, a mendicant should measure themselves against another like this. This person has wicked desires, having fallen under the sway of wicked desires, and I don't like or approve of this person. And if I were to fall under the sway of wicked desires, others wouldn't like or approve of me. A mendicant who knows this should give rise to the thought, I will not fall under the sway of wicked desires. This person glorifies themselves and puts others down, and I don't like or approve of this person. And if I were to glorify myself and put others down, others wouldn't like or approve of me. A mendicant who knows this should give rise to the thought, I will not glorify myself and put others down. This person is angry, overcome by anger, and I don't like or approve of this person. And if I was overcome by anger, others wouldn't like or approve of me. A mendicant who knows this should give rise to the thought, I will not be overcome by anger. This person is angry and hostile due to anger, and I don't like or approve of this person. And if I were hostile due to anger, others wouldn't like or approve of me. A mendicant who knows this should give rise to the thought, I will not be hostile due to anger. This person is angry and stubborn due to anger, and I don't like or approve of this person. And if I were stubborn due to anger, others wouldn't like or approve of me. A mendicant who knows this should give rise to the thought, I will not be stubborn due to anger. This person is angry and blurts out words bordering on anger, and I don't like or approve of this person. And if I were to blurt out words bordering on anger, others wouldn't like or approve of me. A mendicant who knows this should give rise to the thought, I will not blurt out words bordering on anger. This person, when accused, they object to the accuser, and I don't like or approve of this person. And if I, when accused, were to object to the accuser, others wouldn't like or approve of me. A mendicant who knows this should give rise to the thought, I will not, when accused, object to the accuser. This person, when accused, they rebuke the accuser. And I don't like or approve of this person. And if I, when accused, rebuke the accuser, others wouldn't like or approve of me. A mendicant who knows this should give rise to the thought, I will not, when accused, rebuke the accuser. This person, when accused, they retort to the accuser. And I don't like or approve of this person. And if I, when accused, retort to the accuser, others wouldn't like or approve of me. A mendicant who knows this should give rise to the thought, I will not, when accused, retort to the accuser. This person, when accused, they dodge the issue, distract the discussion with irrelevant points, and display irritation, hate, and bitterness. And I don't like or approve of this person. And if I, when accused, dodge the issue, distract the discussion with irrelevant points, and display irritation, hate, and bitterness, others wouldn't like or approve of me. A mendicant who knows this should give rise to the thought, I will not, when accused, dodge the issue, distract the discussion with irrelevant points, and display irritation, hate, and bitterness. This person, when accused, they don't accept the consequences of their deeds, and I don't like or approve of this person. And if I, when accused, don't accept the consequences of my deeds, others wouldn't like or approve of me. A mendicant who knows this should give rise to the thought, I will not, when accused, deny the consequences of my deeds. This person is offensive and contemptuous, and I don't like or approve of this person. And if I was offensive and contemptuous, others wouldn't like or approve of me. A mendicant who knows this should give rise to the thought, I will not be offensive and contemptuous. This person is envious and stingy, and I don't like or approve of this person. And if I were envious and stingy, others wouldn't like or approve of me. A mendicant who knows this should give rise to the thought, I will not be envious and stingy. This person is devious and deceitful, and I don't like or approve of this person. And if I were devious and deceitful, others wouldn't like or approve of me. A mendicant who knows this should give rise to the thought, I will not be devious and deceitful. This person is obstinate and vain, and I don't like or approve of this person. And if I were obstinate and vain, others wouldn't like or approve of me. A mendicant who knows this should give rise to the thought, I will not be obstinate and vain. This person is attached to their own views, holding them tight and refusing to let go. And I don't like or approve of this person. And if I were to be attached to my own views, holding them tight and refusing to let go, others wouldn't like or approve of me. A mendicant who knows this should give rise to the thought, I will not be attached to my own views, holding them tight, but will let them go easily. In such a case, a mendicant should reflect on themselves like this. Do I have wicked desires? Have I fallen under the sway of wicked desires? Suppose that, upon reflection, a mendicant knows that they have fallen under the sway of wicked desires. Then they should make an effort to give up those bad, unskillful qualities. But suppose that, upon reflection, a mendicant knows that they haven't fallen under the sway of wicked desires. Then they should meditate with rapture and joy, training day and night in skillful qualities. Do I have anger? Am I overcome by anger? Suppose that, upon reflection, a mendicant knows that they have anger, are overcome by anger. Then they should make an effort to give up those bad, unskillful qualities. But suppose that, upon reflection, a mendicant knows that they aren't angry, are not overcome by anger. Then they should meditate with rapture and joy, training day and night in skillful qualities. Do I have anger? Am I hostile due to anger? Suppose that, upon reflection, a mendicant knows that they have anger and are hostile due to anger. Then they should make an effort to give up those bad, unskillful qualities. But suppose that, upon reflection, a mendicant knows that they aren't angry, are not hostile due to anger. Then they should meditate with rapture and joy, training day and night in skillful qualities. Do I have anger? Am I stubborn due to anger? Suppose that, upon reflection, a mendicant knows that they have anger, are stubborn due to anger. Then they should make an effort to give up those bad, unskillful qualities. But suppose that, upon reflection, a mendicant knows that they aren't angry, are not stubborn due to anger. Then they should meditate with rapture and joy, training day and night in skillful qualities. Do I have anger? Do I blurt out words bordering on anger? Suppose that, upon reflection, a mendicant knows that they have anger and blurt out words bordering on anger. Then they should make an effort to give up those bad, unskillful qualities. But suppose that, upon reflection, a mendicant knows that they aren't angry, do not blurt out words bordering on anger. Then they should meditate with rapture and joy, training day and night in skillful qualities. Do I, when accused, object to the accuser? Suppose that, upon reflection, a mendicant knows that they, when accused, do object to the accuser. Then they should make an effort to give up those bad, unskillful qualities. But suppose that, upon reflection, a mendicant knows that, when accused, they don't object to the accuser. Then they should meditate with rapture and joy, training day and night in skillful qualities. Do I, when accused, rebuke the accuser? Suppose that, upon reflection, a mendicant knows that they, when accused, rebuke the accuser. Then they should make an effort to give up those bad, unskillful qualities. But suppose that, upon reflection, a mendicant knows that, when accused, they don't rebuke the accuser. Then they should meditate with rapture and joy, training day and night in skillful qualities. Do I, when accused, retort to the accuser? Suppose that, upon reflection, a mendicant knows that they, when accused, retort to the accuser. Then they should make an effort to give up those bad, unskillful qualities. But suppose that, upon reflection, A mendicant knows that when accused, they don't retort to the accuser. Then they should meditate with rapture and joy, training day and night in skilful qualities. Do I, when accused, dodge the issue, distract the discussion with irrelevant points, and display irritation, hate, and bitterness? Suppose that, upon reflection, a mendicant knows that they, when accused, do dodge the issue, distract the discussion with irrelevant points, and display irritation, hate, and bitterness. Then they should make an effort to give up those bad, unskillful qualities. But suppose that, upon reflection, a mendicant knows that when accused, they don't dodge the issue, distract the discussion with irrelevant points, and display irritation, hate, and bitterness. Then they should meditate with rapture and joy, training day and night in skilful qualities. Do I, when accused, not accept the consequences of my deeds? Suppose that, upon reflection, a mendicant knows that they, when accused, don't accept the consequences of their deeds. Then they should make an effort to give up those bad, unskillful qualities. But suppose that, upon reflection, a mendicant knows that when they're accused, they do accept the consequences of their deeds. Then they should meditate with rapture and joy, training day and night in skilful qualities. Am I offensive and contemptuous? Suppose that, upon reflection, a mendicant knows that they are offensive and contemptuous. Then they should make an effort to give up those bad, unskillful qualities. But suppose that, upon reflection, a mendicant knows that they are not offensive and contemptuous. Then they should meditate with rapture and joy, training day and night in skillful qualities. Am I envious and stingy? Suppose that, upon reflection, a mendicant knows that they are envious and stingy. Then they should make an effort to give up those bad, unskillful qualities. But suppose that, upon reflection, a mendicant knows that they are not envious and stingy. Then they should meditate with rapture and joy, training day and night in skillful qualities. Am I devious and deceitful? Suppose that, upon reflection, a mendicant knows that they are devious and deceitful. Then they should make an effort to give up those bad, unskillful qualities. But suppose that, upon reflection, a mendicant knows that they are not devious and deceitful. Then they should meditate with rapture and joy, training day and night in skillful qualities. Am I obstinate and vain? Suppose that, upon reflection, a mendicant knows that they are obstinate and vain. Then they should make an effort to give up those bad, unskillful qualities. But suppose that, upon reflection, a mendicant knows that they are not obstinate and vain. Then they should meditate with rapture and joy, training day and night in skillful qualities. Suppose that, upon reflection, a mendicant knows that they are attached to their own views, holding them tight, and refusing to let go. Then they should make an effort to give up those bad, unskillful qualities. Suppose that, upon reflection, a mendicant knows that they are not attached to their own views, holding them tight, but let them go easily. Then they should meditate with rapture and joy, training day and night in skillful qualities. Suppose that, upon reflection, a mendicant sees that they haven't given up all these bad, unskillful qualities. Then they should make an effort to give them all up. But suppose that, upon reflection, a mendicant sees that they have given up all these bad, unskillful qualities. Then they should meditate with rapture and joy, training day and night in skillful qualities. Suppose there was a woman or man who was young, youthful, and fond of adornments, and they check their own reflection in a clean, bright mirror or a clear bowl of water. If they see any dirt or blemish there, they try to remove it. But if they don't see any dirt or blemish there, they're happy, thinking, "How fortunate that I'm clean." In the same way, suppose that, upon reflection, A mendicant sees that they haven't given up all these bad, unskillful qualities. Then they should make an effort to give them all up. But suppose that, upon reflection, a mendicant sees that they have given up all these bad, unskillful qualities. Then they should meditate with rapture and joy, training day and night in skillful qualities. That is what Venerable Maha Moggallana said. Satisfied, the mendicants were happy with what Maha Moggallana said.